This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I'm so glad to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our main website. And Clark.com/ask is where you go to ask me questions. You also can have your question answered off the air for free by a member of our team. We do that 9 hours each weekday. I've been asked what the times are. They are 10 in the morning Eastern to 7 in the evening Eastern, Pacific time, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Adjust for your time zone accordingly. And if you scroll down the main page of Clark.com, you can see how to call in for that free off-the-air advice. Coming up in today's Clarkrageous Moment, I have an all-points bulletin warning for you about a pay TV scam that you need to be totally aware of for when the call or email or whatever comes into you. And later this hour, I'm going to give you the full report on a test that I told you we were going to do among our team of brandless.com. Brandless.com is a website that heavily focuses on organics and naturals at $3 an item, and we have divided up the items. Some we tested as a group, and we're going to let you know if Brandless is where you should be looking to order a lot of the items you now order somewhere else or buy somewhere else, and we'll give you that info in just 30 minutes. I'm going to talk about the eclipse coming up and the warning from Amazon that they want to make sure you know. Amazon did a big push selling glasses for the eclipse because, you know, it's very, very, very dangerous to watch the eclipse without special glasses. And in fact, there's a story getting pretty wide play today about someone who, in a prior eclipse, it was a good long time ago, caused permanent eye damage. And he's talking about what you need to be aware of and don't be foolish on this. Don't even glance up, blah, blah, blah. So this is the real thing to make sure you're getting the real thing and not fake. Amazon, now red-faced, has had to put out an alert that a huge number of the eclipse glasses that were being sold on Amazon.com have turned out to be counterfeits that will not protect your eyes. So you need to see if the ones you have, if you bought from Amazon, that they are in fact safe. We have other information at Clark.com how to make sure you're getting the safe ones. And I bought for my crew a big supply of ones that were certified as safe. And all I can do is hope that that is true. I bought them in bulk, bought 50 from one of the brands that supposedly is one of the safe ones. We will see. A lot of people will try to take pictures of the eclipse with your smartphone, and there are specific rules for your eye safety and for the safety of the lens in your phone that you need to know about, and that will be part of our briefing at Clark.com. You essentially want to use a pair of safety glasses for the lens on your phone, which I know sounds weird as could be, but you need to protect yourself, protect your gadgets. And as far as video, the odds that your phone will be able to adequately photograph are so low that there will be plenty of professional videos you'll be able to look at after the eclipse. And for people in the 36 states through which the eclipse will not be visible, well, I guess you'll have to wait till the next one It was funny when I asked our crew today who was excited about it, about only a third of the hands shot up with great excitement. Everybody else was kind of like, well, I'm not really that into it. And Joel, you and Kim are both really into this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it.
And I don't care at all, other than I want people's eyes to be safe. And one of our staffers is flying across the country to Bend, Oregon, because she has convinced herself that's going to be the best place to see the eclipse in the lower 48. So she's flying out there to do that, and hope she has a great time. Kim?
I was going to ask you, what do you think's going to happen to all of these small towns where it's supposed to be complete total eclipse and all these people flooding into it? Are there going to be traffic jams at 2 in the afternoon?
So what? The locals are going to love that. In fact, I should be out there having my son set up one of his refreshment stands and making money.
Having Grant walk the highway?
Absolutely, and sell stuff. I mean, you got to be an opportunist, right?
Sell some eclipse t-shirts maybe too.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That'd be where it's at.
Find some factory second stock.
Exactly.
T-shirt stock that you can get for under a dollar. Print them, and then he can be out selling the shirts for, what, 15, 20?
Oh, definitely. I think you get 15 bucks a pop for those.
And then the week after, they'll be available on clearance for $9.99. Gordon's with us on the Clark Howard Show. So, Gordon.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So, Gordon, if I asked you, are you excited about the eclipse? Would you say, yeah, or like, what eclipse? I couldn't care.
I couldn't care less.
What is wrong with you and me?
No interest.
Yeah, I just can't get excited about it. Maybe at the last second I will be, but it just isn't reaching me. So, Gordon, I understand you've had some great personal success stories you want to share with your fellow listener.
Yeah, there's two. One is, I got a call, from the insurance company, and they said that your copay was like $350 on the bill, and so I'm like, okay, that's fine. So they said that the hospital was going to send it to me, and I go, okay, I'll wait till I get the bill. So I get the bill. And I said, I wonder if this works like a car, when you're buying a new car. So I'm going to wait till the end of the month. So I held on to it for, 3 weeks because I got it in the beginning of the month. And it was like on the 25th of the month, I called in. And I said, I need to pay my bill, but I'm having a problem. It's a little high for me. And she goes, all right, let me get your name and your account number. She looked it all up. And she said, hold on. She came back and said, if you pay it off today, we'll give you 50% off.
No way.
I did that another time, and another time they did it, they only did 25%.
But if you don't ask, you don't get.
If you don't ask. You got to hem and haw. I thought I just got to hem and haw a little bit. And then, they say, hold on. I think it's because they still have so many people who don't pay their bills, and they know if they go to a collection agency, they're going to get 50%. So I don't know if the timing of when I called made a difference or not, but I got to think that, they would rather have something than nothing.
Well, and also with a hospital, they deal with a big urban hospital deals with millions and millions of dollars in write-offs each year that they refer to as uncompensated care. And so they send out bills expecting not getting anything. And when you of your own volition call up and say, I'd like to pay you, but I can't pay all this, then you're putting the ball in their court to make an offer to you. Because the reality with hospital bills, there is no actual real price. Every price that a hospital has is negotiable. And you prove to be a master at it.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. And then the other thing that I mastered was the bank offers. So I went to Google and I typed in bank offers, and there's a bunch of websites that give you current status on the bank offers. and I made about $2,000 last year alone, and I'm already up to $600 this year. And because a lot of banks, you can't do it. You know, you can't close account and then do it again. What I did was I went to about four different banks. I opened up a checking account, and in this checking account, after 3 months, they give you an extra $200 or $300 bonus. Now, the key here is timing. You want to only go to the banks that you can open up online, because there was one bank, literally, I made $500 on this bank. I went online, I filled out the form, took me 5 minutes. I made my deposit from my other bank, which was just transferring the money over. When I went to cancel, I canceled it, and I pulled the money back. My total investment of my time was about maybe 30 minutes in total time, including looking it up, and then waiting 3 months, because you have to wait 3 months in order to get it. Another thing that I did was I...
Wait, let's talk about that one for just a second. Sure. So the banks right now are desperate for new checking account customers. And that's why people are getting so many of these offers. And there's one that one bank repeatedly sends me a $500 bonus offer to open a checking account with them. And that one actually requires that you keep the account open 6 months. Yours, you found, are 90 days. But the thing is, what they're counting on is that people will open the account and then like being a customer there, or just because of creatures of habit, they keep doing business there. And very few people will do what you're doing, where you precisely game the system and score the big money. Now, you know who's been doing that as well, Gordon? And the banks didn't anticipate it. You know, the credit card reward wars that went on last year and really the first half of this year, where you could sign up for a credit card and they'd throw 100,000 points your way or whatever. Do you know the banks have been surprised? People get the rewards, redeem the points, and then they close the account.
I'm doing that now with a major credit card company as well.
So these people just keep throwing money your way. You're accepting the offers as written, and they're the fools throwing the money to you.
Right, and you'll appreciate this, Clark. So when I opened up one account, I had to go into the bank, but I opened up two accounts. So the total was $400 from this one bank. So that was worth it. So one of the requirements for this particular checking account was I had to do six transactions. Well, I don't write checks because I do everything online. And so what I did was I asked the bank rep if I can have six pre-checks. He gives me the six checks so I don't have to buy checks. And then whenever I go to the bank, I just cash a check for $50. And now I completed my six transactions.
Man, you are working the system. So now, again, for bankers listening that are reaching for antacids, remember to make sure you buy generic antacids. But anyway, if you're reaching for antacids, know that what Gordon has done is you allowed it with the rules you set up in place, but there are very few people who have the stick-to-itiveness and work the system like Gordon has done. And so you don't have to worry too much. The credit card companies, on the other hand, with the huge annual fees that were tied in with the reward cards, gave people too much motivation to sign up, get the huge reward point bonuses, redeem them for all these free trips, and then cancel the card. The checking accounts, not as likely. Most people will just forget about it and leave the checking account open.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So, just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for today's Clarkrageous Moment, and this is a special key warning for you. There have been a lot of deals lately from the two big satellite players. Like I pulled up right now, DirecTV is showing a special of $50 a month for one of their packages. Dish Network beating them by one penny, $49.99 a month. And so these prices are very good for the packages they're offering. But here's what's not good. There are telemarketers calling people representing either of the satellite companies who are offering you special deals, also calling people that are existing subscribers and offering special deals and saying you have to pay 6 months up front to get the deal. So people are either signing up for or think they're getting a special on their existing service by prepaying the next 6 months. They pay it any of a number of ways, could be by using giving a credit card number over the phone to the solicitor, could be going to a store, being instructed to go buy certain prepaid cards and give them the numbers of them. Well, you know where this is going. When your next bill comes, if you're an existing customer, there's no 6 month credit, right? You're being billed just as you were. If you thought you were signing up for service over the phone, nobody ever shows up to install it. And you call the satellite company, they say, we don't show any record of you being a new customer. And that's because both existing customers and potential new ones are being scammed. Do not trust that somebody calling you on the phone, pretending to be a solicitor from the pay TV service, is actually with them when it turns around that they want information from you, like a credit card number, debit card number, or anything like that. You are one step away from being scammed, and that is absolutely Clarkrageous for your wallet. And be aware of that, because there's no way you're ever getting your money back. Because remember, DirecTV and Dish Network aren't actually doing anything wrong. It's just perpetrators masquerading as them. Joel, let's sneak in and ask Clark if we could.
All right, Clark. David has a question for you. He says, when should you refinance your home? Do you have any tips on the best time for doing that?
Well, generally, if you're going to get, used to be a 2-point lower rate by refinancing, that was the trigger. But today, that's not necessarily true anymore. There are any of a number of offers that could make it work even at a 0.5 point lower. The key thing to look for if you're going to stay in your home a number of years is there are no and low closing cost loans available, principally from mortgage bankers and credit unions, that make it worth doing immediately as long as you'll get some savings from the first month.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our main website. ClarkDeals.com is where you go to save money. Well, the Clark.com team, the ClarkDeals.com team, the radio show team, and our TV team all got together recently to review Brandless.com, BrandLess.com. This was a company that I've been very intrigued by. They are an online seller that puts a heavy emphasis on organics and natural items that they sell way below the cost you'd normally pay for organics. Natural is just a made-up term, doesn't mean anything. But in the organic market, which is a significant market in the country, Brandless decided there was real opportunity. And most items they sell for $3. Some they sell for less, but the principal price point is $3. So we, I bought, because we don't take anything for free from anybody. Got to be unbought and unbossed. I bought 25 items from Brandless. And we had a staff party, I guess, where we tried a lot of the food items. And we also had a number of personal care items that various folks tried. And some were outstanding. You know, the consensus was outstanding. Some were duds. And others were, they're okay. So I was absolutely in love with their syrup, their maple syrup, I guess it was, that was like a religious experience having it. It was, and I drank it straight out of the bottle to test it. Well, because otherwise, if you have it on food, you're not going to get the true reading or the true impact of something overpoweringly sweet. It was great. So then I followed that up, not immediately, with trying their toothpaste, which is some kind of all natural something or other. And I didn't care for the toothpaste at all. I pay 88 cents for a full size tube of toothpaste at Walmart, or the same tube, $1 at Dollar Tree. And I'm perfectly happy with that. Paying $3 for a tube of toothpaste seemed outrageous to me. But again, I'm not into the organic, the natural thing. We tried a lot of their organic snacks, which were various forms of chips and a zillion different quinoa products. If you want to know how much quinoa is in, it was clear ordering on Brandless. Some of those were really tasty. Others, to me, tasted like sawdust. And so it was all over the board. And it was one of those things where you almost have to try each individual item you're interested in to decide if it's a go or no-go in the future. Our producer, Krista, who has in front of me a $22 cup of Starbucks. $21 cup of Starbucks. You were interested in the coffee from Brandless.
Right. I tried the coffee out, the medium roast. And I don't drink the coffee at Starbucks because I actually hate it. I drink their espresso. I'm really picky about my coffee. I make my own Keurig pods at home and fill them with this specific kind of coffee. So I really did not expect to like it. I brought it up to my parents' house. I was up there for the weekend and tried it, and my father tried it. And I loved it. I absolutely thought it was great coffee.
Was it your all-time favorite cup of coffee?
I'd like it equally with the one that I make for myself at home. But to have a backup, it means 50 cents a pod, which is about what you'd pay if you go to the warehouse club and buy like a non-organic, non-GMO, you know.
But this was all those things, non-GMO,
this was organic and non-GMO, so it would have been a deal.
And Kim? So this is the perfect example of why you just have to try everything yourself and see what your taste buds like, because both Joel and I tried this exact same coffee that Krista loved, and we were both pretty unimpressed.
We said it was good. It was good, but good to, you know, go to this one website and, you know, buy $75 worth of stuff to get the free shipping. I wasn't going to do that for good coffee.
And what else did each of you try?
I tried the cotton balls type thing, cotton rounds for like face, like putting toner on and stuff like that. It was extraordinarily soft and the coolest cotton rounds I've ever used, but I usually buy them from the dollar store, so there's probably like sawdust or something in the ones that I'm normally using, and these were, you know, three times as expensive but also five times better easily. They were wonderful. Also tried the honey, which was great, but it's the same price as the organic honey that I normally buy from Aldi. And it had a little less in the container, but it was still very, very good. And then we tried the hand soap, which was lovely and comparable. It was fine. I mean, $3, though, still for a hand soap pump is a bit much for me.
Joel?
Yeah, I had the macaroni and cheese, so cooked that up. The kids ate it fine. They enjoyed it. I thought it was good macaroni and cheese, too, but it didn't stand out necessarily from other boxed macaroni and cheese products I had had before.
And was that some kind of organic-y?
It was, yeah. I can't taste what it necessarily.
Makes, all right, so I'm sorry. I am ignorant. What makes a mac and cheese organic? Seriously. Krista, you're the only one who understands all this organic stuff.
Well, I think all it means, if you're able to label it organic, it means that every ingredient in it was grown organically. So without non-organic pesticides, I guess, I know there are a lot of things that go into being able to label your food organic, but that's what most people care about, is the pesticides.
And Joel, nobody wanted to try the gummy worms. Oh. So you tried those?
Well, I like gummy worms. I do. I'll admit it. And I specifically put that in the basket when we placed the order, tried them. They were devastatingly awful. That was one of the worst candy things I've ever eaten.
One of our web producers, John, also tried the gummy worms, and they are the only product on that spreadsheet that you will see got an F-. He was horrified. He said they were mislabeled, like they weren't even gummy worms.
Yeah, it was. They look like worms, but they didn't taste like them. maybe they could have been real life
worms. So we had a rating from one of our web team members. Alex gave us a rating on the toilet bowl cleaner and multi-surface cleaner. They were Bs. They're okay. But she said the Dollar Tree stuff was just as good or better. Mechanical pencils get an A+. And Priscilla tried a lotion that was an unscented lotion, and she really liked it. She thought it was a real deal at $3. I don't know what lotions cost. Deb gave the English breakfast tea an A, the olive oil sea salt popcorn an A, the chips she had a B, tea cookies. What's a tea cookie? A B?
Do you remember those really thin cookies that we were all trying? There was two different bags of them. Yeah, I think that's what she's talking about.
And the quinoa puffs an F.
And you know, all the ratings, the video and of you guys opening the stuff and the story are all up on Clark.com now.
So this is the thing, you know, we tried holler.com and we're going to do a wide test of Holler next, right?
Sounds good to
me. Yeah, so I've tried Holler. I've been very happy with Holler, but you know, I have very low grade, you know, I have very low standards. It's not hard to get me to like something that's a dollar or two. So we're going to do a staff test of holler.com to see if that's a place for you to buy bargain kind of goods. And we're going to keep doing these tests for you of these alternative methods of buying things at potentially a lower cost, so you'll know if it's worth your money to do this.
I wanted to also read you one more review from one of our team members. This is from Sally. She's the editor of our newsletter. She also tried the same body lotion that Priscilla tried. And she said, here's my review. Grade B. B is for basic. If I could use only one word to describe this lotion, I would use fine. It's plain and simple. It's not greasy, which is really great. It did a fine job. I don't know why. That just tickled me to death. B for basic.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody grades everything on a curve. So where something that a review like that in the past would have been
C.
A gentleman's C, as they used
right.
to call it
right.
in school. But today we give a gentleman's C a B. And speaking of Bs, we have Barry with us. Hi, Barry. How are you today?
Very well, Clark. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, great having you here. And you have some very important advice for people who split their time between two parts of the country.
Well, yeah, that's actually the question. I've reached the point where I can snowbird and get out of the cold in the winter. And we were looking to spend, you know, 3 months in the warm weather. but that leaves my home empty. And I did not know if you had some recommendations for home security systems or what might make my wife and I feel a little more secure on our empty condominium.
Oh, that's funny, because I thought this was going the other way around. I thought you were giving advice to people who live in two places, but you want me to hit you with advice.
Yeah, so, that's correct.
So the condo is, is it first floor, second floor? What floor level are you on?
It's one floor. It's a one floor.
Okay.
And it's
so you have to worry about somebody who realizes there's nobody home for an extended period of time, and they might decide to help themselves to what you got.
That's correct.
All right. So the easiest solutions I know are a combination.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should look at one of the self-install security systems, and a condo is an easy, easy thing to do. Even with no technical ability, you can do it. Mm-hmm. The oldest in that business is a company called SimpliSafe, but now we have a number of companies that offer self-install security systems that have extremely inexpensive, even in one case, Ooma, which offers a free monitoring service. So you never have to worry about paying a monthly monitoring bill if you also use Ooma for phone service. If you ever heard of Ooma, O-O-M-A?
You're listening to you, yes.
So that one, because it's only a several month time period, the Ooma security might be good for you. But when you're away like that, I want you to consider potentially two other things as well in addition to a self-install security system. And they're very cheap to buy, and from, in the case of the Ooma, zero to as much as $15 a month for monitoring.
Uh-huh.
Is pretty much the high end on those self-installs. But I think you should put in security cameras.
Okay.
You can buy self-install security cameras very inexpensively. I saw, and I don't know if you're a Sam's Club member, but I saw in Sam's Club last week, they were selling a pair of web-based security cameras for $99. Very inexpensive. And they learn, you teach them who the people are who are friends coming into your home, friends or family, versus who might be a stranger.
Okay.
And they notify you when there's somebody that they spot who is not recognized as an acceptable person to be on your premises.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is your condo is reachable from the outside. It's an outside door entrance.
Yes.
I love when you live part year in another part of the country that you get either a Ring doorbell or one of its competitors.
And
I don't know if you're familiar with the technology, but what Ring does is somebody pushes the doorbell and then it immediately alerts you on your cell phone and shows you the image of who's standing at your door.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you can talk to them from wherever your second home is. You can talk to that person right through your phone and they think you're in the house or whatever, talking to them right through the Ring doorbell. And you say, it's not convenient for me to come to the door right now, or whatever you want to say. And you're able to see who's been there and send them away if you need to. And you have their image on the security cameras.
Oh, well, that would work if I could get a crook polite enough to ring the doorbell.
You'd be amazed how often people do who are casing a home do mm-hmm. ring a doorbell because they don't want to confront another person. They want to go into a place that is unoccupied.
Okay.
So it's common for a burglar to ring the doorbell first.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I've got it all written down. I'm going to look into many of these suggestions.
All right. Well, and again, if you have any need for home service, home phone service, then definitely look at Ooma. Ooma is such a well-thought-out and comprehensive product. Gloria's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Gloria, you're working hard to get out of debt quicker, and you have a credit union that is just not doing what you want them to do. Is that true?
That is correct.
What's happening?
I took out a 15-year mortgage loan, and what I was planning on doing is actually paying an extra $100 per month to go towards the principal, so that I can shorten the life of the loan and pay it off faster. And what I've been noticing is that instead of it being applied towards the principal, it's just going towards the reduction of the loan.
What do you mean reduction of the loan?
They're just reducing the total amount of the loan instead of applying it towards the principal.
Well, that should do the same thing. So if you, let's say you send an extra $100, mm-hmm. and you know what your balance should have been just for making a payment, if it then shows the remaining balance as applying that payment plus $100 less, then they've done it right.
Okay.
So let me tell you how you check up on them, okay?
Okay.
You can go online and print out your own amortization schedule for your exact loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the number of years, the balance, all that. And you can, there'll be a block on there. And you can even do this on your phone. I have an app on my phone. I'll figure out what the name of it is in a second. And okay. you can then put in, well, I'm paying $100 extra a month. And you can track right along with the credit union what your balance should be. And if they're not doing it right, then you'll be able to call them out on it.
Okay. So is this going to reduce the life of the loan by doing this, sir?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Okay. Your payment stays the same all the way for the remainder of the loan. But if they're properly reflecting that you're paying the $100 extra a month,
mm-hmm.
every dollar of that $100 will never have interest on it again. And internally, it keeps re-amortizing the loan and shortening it. But I want you to track it with them to make sure they're doing it right. Now, there are several of these apps. The one I find easiest to use on my phone is Financial Calculator. But also, if you want to do this online on a computer or laptop, print out the schedule showing the $100 extra a month. The easiest, I think, to use is dinkytown.net. That's dinkytown.net. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. I appreciate you spending part of your day with us here on The Clark Howard Show. I want you to know that if you need consumer advice, we're here to serve you off-air for free, 9 hours a day. If you go to Clark.com and go down the home screen, you'll see a section, Consumer Help and Tools. Click on Consumer Action Center, and you can get that free off-the-air advice.